Now this great cosmic presence speaks his heart to us. May everything that needs to be done for our nation this hour to take it out of the clutches of all that is of the sinister force. May his light as of a thousand suns and his sacred fire great command to life go forth and fulfill his command that America remain free. May all the sacred fire purifying love necessary guard that freedom and intensify and protect it for eternity. Flood our nation and come into the people themselves and fire them awake with the desire to protect our God-given freedom and all that is of God within our borders. Beloved ones who are fortunate enough to abide within the heart of the world, I come to bring again the increase of the sacred fire, the cosmic light, to be more cosmic concentration within the nation of what is required to keep the wholesale destruction intended against life from accomplishing its destructive intent. We who are cosmic in our assistance to the earth, we who are the cosmic action and the law and the authority to concentrate the sacred fire to any intensity whatsoever, are the guarding presence of this nation. We can see the intent in the mental and feeling world of the people of Earth as easily as you can see each other. There is no such thing as hiding human creation from the light of the God consciousness of life, the beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended masters, the cosmic beings whose life is a light that penetrates all things, controls all things, and compels all things to be purified. If the people within this nation want God's freedom enough to purify themselves, that their purity may be the guard of all that is constructive, there is no limit to the power we can draw into the physical conditions of the nation to prevent destructive forces fulfilling their plans. But the people themselves must desire purification, which unfortunately many do not at the present time. But when the light in its cosmic concentration and the sacred fire descend into the lower atmosphere of Earth to pass through the people and the powers of nature, I assure you, purification takes place. Because the sacred fire of which we speak and the cosmic concentration of the cosmic light is so much more powerful than anything you know of as physical fire or light in your physical world's experience that there's no comparison. The cosmic light that comes under our direction and the sacred fire are both the inner essence of the power from the great central sun. That inner essence is the concentration of the life from the cosmic realms of manifestation that creates a world and draws forth the powers of nature upon it to provide a place for mankind to embody. So for the protection and freedom of your nation, we are concentrating a certain sacred fire's purification of the minds and the feelings of the people to compel them to awaken. And only by a shock of our purity, which they cannot resist, will the destructive forces be compelled to face that which is their annihilation. Those of you who have called for the purity of the violet consuming flame and cosmic light can at all times be enfolded in whatever power is necessary from our octave to control conditions in the physical world. You are not at the mercy of the destructive forces of the outer world, as are the majority of the people. But through your own radiation and your calls, you can command and demand that the consciousness of the people, of the nation, be compelled to be purified and the feeling of life within your borders be compelled to be purified. And if you care to take the responsibility of demanding the cosmic purification of every life stream that is privileged to abide within your borders, it will give us an opening to concentrate certain activities within the nation that can annihilate the accumulation of destructive forces where they're trying to gather power enough to do damage. If you care to call into the consciousness of the people the cosmic illumination of the sacred fire's purification everywhere throughout the land, it will bring much assistance to those who are trying to hold to the constructive way of life, those who are trying intelligently to protect the God government of this land and the God rights of the people. So if you care to call forth the cosmic power of our sacred fire purity enough to compel the destructive forces within your borders to be bound before they can bring more destruction into the outer, the very intensity of the sacred fire of our purity can and will put an end to their plans and a great deal of their action before it can accumulate to the place where it would affect the nation disastrously in a large capacity. There is no use of mankind imagining that any group of individuals can solve the problems of a nation or the world at this hour of the world's experience. There's only one thing on the whole earth that's required, and that's the Ascended Master's cosmic concentration of purity by the sacred fire that is master over mankind's creation. So when you call forth the cosmic concentration of the sacred fire's all-purifying mastery into outer physical conditions, I assure you, evil will die. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, if only the I Am students alone would call for Great Central Sun's cosmic concentration of the sacred fire's purity, that the cosmic beings who are the guard of this nation know is required within the people themselves to make them more constructive, to make them let go of the human desires that are the filth that destroys nations. If just you will make the call, it can be like a great searchlight that comes from physical sun or the great central sun, and cutting through the darkness of human impurity can start the expansion of that cosmic concentration of sacred fire purity. And where that sacred fire goes, impurity can no longer exist. This is what we are hoping for, because I happen to be one of the cosmic beings who guards the freedom of this land and the power of God within it. And I am all authority to cause whatever concentration of the sacred fire, immortal purity, can be charged into the minds and into the feelings of the people to force them to awaken and desire the constructive way of life and desire the protection of what is right within your borders. The desire world of the mass of the people has been put to sleep by the hypnotic suggestions and radiation of the sinister force. But this of which I speak is a cosmic awakening of the life streams within your borders to release the light which the higher mental body of each life stream can bring into physical conditions to arouse the people to constructive action and to desire constructive way of life that protects the nation. A cosmic awakening must come within every life stream within the borders of this nation. And if individuals will not awaken, then they must leave the earth. Thank you so much. And when I say awaken, I mean to let the heart desires within the feeling of the individual want the strength and the power and the control of the outer self to be only that which is constructive. When we call for the cosmic awakening of the life streams within the borders of this nation, it means that the unfed flame in the heart of every human being will be given an opportunity through the emotional body to desire the constructive way of life and make some conscious effort to give obedience to the law by which the higher mental body can hold control of the outer self. And when a certain proportion of the people within the nation want the constructive way of life enough to want freedom for the nation by letting go of the human desires, then there can come the strength and the power and the cosmic control of the nation from our octave that prevents the sinister force changing your government or producing the conditions in your land that will degrade everybody if they're not annihilated. The degradation of life within your borders must cease by the concentration of the sacred fire from our octave. And it can come into the physical world in many ways of which mankind knows nothing. Thank you so much. Now, when we choose to concentrate the cosmic sacred fires purification into the physical octave, we can charge through the mass energy of the feeling of all that lives within your borders. We can charge through that a wave of cosmic light. And as it goes through the mass energy of all the people within your borders, it not only allows the higher mental body of each life stream to come forth and desire through the outer self the constructive way of life and constructive conditions within your borders, but as that wave of cosmic light passes through the life energy of all within your borders, it is an ever intensifying, expanding light. And when it passes through the feeling world first, it quiets the destructive desires of selfishness and stubbornness. It carries illumination to the mind. It will purify the flesh structure and consume much disease. So it is a very beneficial blessing to the whole nation when we choose to release the cosmic concentration and the cosmic wave of the sacred fire and cosmic light that is the cosmic awakening of the life within your borders. Those who are trying to hold to the God way of life, trying to hold to that which is constructive for the nation, will automatically be strengthened and protected and charged with greater power of accomplishment. But when we release the cosmic wave of the cosmic awakening through the mass of the people, through the whole life of all within your borders, The light is going to expand to all that lives within your borders. And so, as you enter in to the use of this decree, we will be ready at the inner level to intensify without limit whatever cosmic concentration is called into the physical octave by your desire, by your command, and by your demand for the protection of all that is the God freedom of your people and the God control of what is within your borders. The hordes of the shadows, the sinister force, tries to make mankind believe that there are no beings greater than mankind and none to come to the assistance of life. And that is because those who serve the sinister force are bound in the darkness of their own creation and cannot see outside of that. But when the cosmic concentration of our sacred fire and cosmic light is lowered into the lower atmosphere of Earth, into the structure of Earth itself, and passes through the life of the people, the cosmic awakening, I assure you, will arouse life streams out of the clutches of the sinister force until the mass accumulation of the evil can be completely removed from within your borders. The cosmic fiat has gone forth for the freedom of this nation, and regardless of all mankind's plans in the outer world, all the plans of mankind put together cannot stand before one command of the cosmic beings whose life is given to sustain the earth and all upon it. Thank you so much. So now, from this hour, whenever you think of the purification that your nation needs in order to stand with the God beings of the universe powerfully enough to prevent the destructive forces accomplishing their destruction, demand that everything within your borders be charged with the cosmic awakening of the cosmic concentration of the light of God that never fails to shock everything that lives awake and out of the clutches of destructive forces until the sacred fire has consumed them. There can come awakening. There can come many manifestations within the people themselves that will make them understand that the only help and protection that is any security to them in outer world conditions is the cosmic power of the cosmic beings who guard the nation. So since we are that guard, we are the guardians of all within the nation who are trying to hold to the constructive way of life, who are trying to be the protection of all that is of God within your borders. And I assure you that our God consciousness, our God illumination, our God minds, and our God feeling is power without limit. As you charge it in and around yourselves, and then call forth its cosmic awakening into everything that lives within your borders. Just charge it forth and leave the results with us. All we ask is the opening to let the light come in and do that which it alone can do. So, beloved ones, you are the open door for the cosmic awakening of the people within your borders. And those who are the guarding presence of the eternal God government of this land are the channel through which the cosmic sacred fire is anchored within the nation, is expanded, and is poured through the feeling of the people until the mass feeling of the people awakens individuals to the hopelessness of the destructive forces and becomes the strength within the life streams that are constructive within the borders to make them more powerful to go forward and hold the victory of the light. When you want to dissolve and consume that which has no right to be within your borders, call forth the great central sun's cosmic concentration of the purifying sacred fire that forces the awakening of all life within your borders by the consuming of the human shadows that has put the desire world of the people to sleep. And this shall awaken them with your calls. Thank you so much. So if you care for my presence, my sacred fire presence as an enfolding sun around yourselves and around all within your borders that is constructive, you may have the cosmic concentration of whatever sacred fire I know is required to prevent the plans of destructive forces from producing physical conditions around you that would be distressing or would try to take from you that which is your divine right. Cosmic concentration and cosmic awakening by the great central sun's light and sacred fire that I assure you never fail, because none of mankind's human creation can take them out of existence. Well, then at any time, they can be concentrated into these conditions of human accumulation as easily as the sun rises in the morning. This light is in the universe. It's in this system of worlds. The sacred fire is everywhere in interstellar space. It's everywhere in this system of worlds. And you can have the cosmic concentration of it to any degree whatsoever. So if you care to acknowledge, I am the cosmic concentration of whatever ascended master illumining consciousness is necessary to go forth to the American people, to shock them out of the clutches of the hordes of darkness, then you become an extension of our sun presence. We can enfold you in that. The sacred fire goes forth. You have nothing to do with individuals except to send it forth into the consciousness of the people, and you go on about your own affairs. If you will give us this opportunity, the nation will be blessed. If you open the way by which this sacred fire can enfold you, automatically it becomes your protection. Wherever you abide, it becomes a cosmic concentration of the awakening of all that you contact. The very light about you, through radiation, will awaken the desire in those you contact to reach up and want to do something for the protection of the nation. And then the right ideas can come, and individuals won't make the mistake of starting a revolution that can only bring destruction to all. This is your guard against communism. And if you ask for our cosmic concentration of whatever sacred fire and cosmic light is necessary to consume communism and bring the light to the people, to refuse it, you will not find it in disintegrating activity within your borders. And the forces that have tried to destroy the nation through that will not only recede but be consumed. And it is necessary, the hour is at hand, this concentration of the cosmic light is needed, and we are the authority and the power and the beings who draw it into the physical world to consume now the human accumulation that must be consumed before the people are strong enough to stand their ground and take their stand that the nation shall not be desecrated by any force. Thank you so much. Now just one more thing. Call to the beloved I Am presence of every life stream within your borders, and to the great central sun, the cosmic beings who are the guarding presence of this nation, to concentrate everywhere within the nation whatever great central sun purity and sacred fire control is necessary to make it impossible for the sinister force to create the desecration within your borders that the people fear, and the desecration that has been prophesied. It does not need to come. And if you ask for the cosmic concentration of whatever sacred fire consumes it before it can come into outer conditions through individuals, well, it will be consumed at the inner level. And we are the authority and the power to do it, and the sacred fire is at our command forever. Thank you. Now call forth from the great central suns whatever cosmic concentration of the sacred fire is necessary to take out of every individual within your borders all desire to desecrate life. The higher mental body will cooperate with your call, and we will release the sacred fire that prevents the desecration. So, beloved ones, the legions of the sacred fire are awaiting an opening to act. And this call will give it. We will stand your guard, and every life stream that exists, that is awakened out of the shadows, will bless you for eternity. For at this time, drawing those life streams out of the clutches of the hordes of evil, for those hordes must be consumed. So go forward and call the cosmic concentration of the sacred fires awakening of every life stream within your borders to obedience to the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, to the defense of everything that is constructive, and awaken every life stream out of the clutches of that which seeks only to desecrate life, and go forward to victory. And beloved, mighty victory will manifest that victory. Every cosmic being will draw the sacred fire of victory and the cosmic concentration of the cosmic light of victory can take the place of everything within your borders that would try to desecrate the blessings God has bestowed here. So go forward and call with all your beings for the cosmic concentration of the sacred fires awakening that will not let life sleep longer anywhere within your borders in the clutches of destructive forces. And let us see what we can do in a very short time. Thank you so much. Now, there are 9 Ascended Master Retreats within your borders, and that's surely not by accident. That's the power of the 3x3 within the United States of America. And every one of those retreats is a focus of cosmic concentration on whatever sacred fire is necessary to be drawn into our physical conditions to handle these situations when the people awaken and reach up and want that help as they see the destructive forces being removed. So your victory is sure, and mankind has no security anywhere in this world except that which is drawn here by the Ascended Masters and cosmic beings through the retreats of the world and through the outpouring from time to time from the Ascended Masters' temples of the sacred fire that draw it into the physical octave to consume mankind's shadows. So let us go forward and remember the cosmic Christ awakening by the sacred fires, annihilation of human creation is a privilege, a responsibility, an obligation, and an opportunity to draw into this world whatever takes away from everyone that which the sinister force has imposed. So we are awaiting for the hour of freedom to lift you all to greater power by the use of this which we offer. So, beloved one, just know, if you care to feel my sacred fire presence enfolding you and pouring forth around you a cosmic awakening by sacred fire purity, I can abide with you. I will abide with you. I will draw into this physical octave that which consumes the human. For I issued the fiat. I am the sacred fire. I am the power. I am the authority. I am the command. If you will stand and let me enfold you am that which forever sets your nation free, and through the nation, the world, and automatically you yourselves must be free. My heart's flame offers you a cosmic awakening of eternity. Go forth and give it to the nation, and you can only become a sun presence of its victory for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Great cosmic angel, blaze in through us all, and through us to America, through America to the world. Whatever great central sun's concentration of the sacred fire's cosmic illumination that turns the people back to God and compel the cosmic illumination, the cosmic awakening of their obedience and their willingness to give that obedience. God the beloved, I am present, and the ascended host, that the hordes of the shadows may forever be consumed and be thanked thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with this limitless outpouring of such cosmic concentration of the sacred fire's cosmic awakening of the people to obedience to God, that no longer can the hordes of the shadows enslave any part of life ever again in all eternity. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know we require to be that cosmic awakening to every particle of life we contact, till everyone on this planet turns Godward and gives the obedience by which the law sets all free forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, great cosmic presence, the great cosmic angel, on whose crown blazes the word union. Concentrate around us your sacred fire presence. Charge forth your cosmic awakening of the sacred fire's power from the great central sun. And wherever we abide, release the sacred fire that consumes all human creation before it can approach, and compel everything that lives to see the fulfillment of this law and turn Godward and give the obedience by which all can be raised to freedom. And we thank thee. To the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, you recall us never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one, the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not out of it, and pouring into its distress whatever cosmic concentration of the sacred fire and cosmic light brings the cosmic awakening to the people. Blaze the light without reservation of the sacred fire and force the awakening that turns all to God as quickly as possible. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am present in the ascended host and the great cosmic angel who stands the guarding presence of our nation, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it everywhere with a cosmic awakening to the people of this nation. Blaze the concentration of the sacred fire and cosmic light in such cosmic onrush, all are glad to turn to the beloved I am present and the ascended host and give the obedience by which distress can cease forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, We ask to deflect all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call, all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the cosmic concentration of the sacred fire and cosmic light necessary to compel the cosmic awakening of the people of this land out of the clutches of all that is of the sinister force everywhere forever, we thank you.